That clock is spinning fast. It's Tuesday, hour number three on a Tuesday. And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. We've already had New York Jets tight end Tyler Conklin. We had 49ers defensive end Eric Armstead. Eddie Olczyk coming up later on. In fact, at 11:40 specifically. Tampa Bay Lightning bounced back last night. Had to have it. That series is already over if they don't win last night, and they won emphatically. So we will talk to Edzo about that. Meantime, it's all smack off. And I mentioned that you have to get in. If you're holding a golden ticket right now, you may not be holding it tomorrow. If you're on the watch list, you want to get the hell off the watch list. Dan in Denver got off the watch list, quote, emphatically, and he will be in the field on Friday. He said, I know I make it better. I hope you think I make it better. You do, and I do. So Dan in Denver is in. If you want to RSVP and you're already in, that'd be great too. 1-800-636-8686. In case you missed it earlier, tomorrow is an important day in the sense that it's Golden Ticket D-Day. People lose their golden tickets the Wednesday before the event. So that's why you want to get in here to solidify it, because somebody's going to get it ripped, and probably more than somebody. Probably bodies will go down tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Or if you're one of those people that might be impacted directly, do something about it. Playing not to lose will get you beat every single time. This guy knows it. That's why he's here. I respect it. Now, this caller already has a golden ticket. He knows that doing nothing between now and Friday, doing nothing between now and tomorrow probably would cost him the ticket. He's showing up right now to solidify it. If he makes a good call, he's fine. He's in good shape. If he makes it worse, I'm going to rip that thing. Let's find out. We go to Wichita. Drizzle. Drizzle, what's up?
Yo, what's happening with you, Romy Rome? How you living today, baby?
Good, dude. Good. How about you?
Yo, man, I can't count it. You know what I'm saying? But it's all gravity, baby, because I know I'm going to be in a smack off. Look, last year, Rome, I told everybody that they were better off lighting a match, pouring gasoline on their bodies, and running through hell than to say my name. Rome, did one single caller in a record-breaking moment for the jungle say my name?
Not that I recall, brah.
Never happened. You know why? Because y'all scary-ass dudes keep talking and talking and talking, and ain't nobody walking the walk that they say. I've been homeless. I buried my family. I buried my pop and my brother in the same gravesite. I buried my aunt the same year, my grandmother the same year while I was being homeless, sleeping in shelters. And y'all think that there's any possibility that you got something for me? You're wrong. Dan dude just called in. Somebody say my name. Why? Because he's already got something for him. He ain't got nothing for me. Ain't none of one of these clowns got nothing for me. And I'm going to keep it 100 with you right now, man. I'm sitting in a brand new whip right now while y'all busses talking about Driz ain't never been through the struggle. You ain't never been through the struggle. And if you've ever been through the struggle, you ain't never been able to man up with the cojones to get it done yourself. Begging for a handout from your mommies and daddies and your girlfriends and anybody else that would give you something. I take what I want in life. Y'all mad for the gloss, but don't understand what it takes to survive in the jungle. Not just Rome's jungle, but the concrete jungle. I'm out here balling every single day. Golden ticket, mine. Rewards, mine. I take what I want and I go and I get it and I don't ask for permission. I just go and snatch it up because that's the life I live. That's who I am. Drizzle ain't a name, fool. It's a way of life. Too much drizzle make you drown. Too cold to drizzle, too slick for y'all. Y'all don't understand. You want to play with the bull, then you're going to get the horns. So, Dan the man, I'm begging you and everybody else this time, say my name. I double dog dare you because you ain't got nothing for me. Now, Rome, what's my name?
Freaking Drizzle. My man, here you go. The Wichita Bully, Drizzle. If you think that I'm going to try and take something out of his hands, much less a golden ticket, you got the wrong dude. You're barking up the wrong tree, yo. My man, Drizzle, I will see you Friday. Off of the watch list. Now, check that. He had a golden ticket already. And he still has a golden ticket. You can sleep well knowing that you will not be a name that's mentioned tomorrow when I come to snatch them back. And then the odds of him getting on air. Remember, the golden ticket does not guarantee that you'll get on. It guarantees that you're invited to the party. But it doesn't mean you get a seat at the big table. That helped his chances. That definitely helped his chances. And there is no way I, for one, am taking something that he's holding on to. Trizzle. It's not a name, it's a way of life. My man, I will see you Friday. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little afraid. Yeah, the hell I'm going to take that golden ticket from that guy. 1-800-636-8686. I guess what I'm saying is, I like that energy. I like that energy. All right.
Yeah, I like this
energy. Let's see. Is this guy a golden ticket recipient or a watch lister or in? He's actually in. By virtue of where he lives, the fact that he's done it before. And by the way, you want criteria? I said so. That's the criteria. I said so. Yeah, but Rome, how do we know that's not really objective, is it? No, it's not. It's pretty subjective, actually. Right now, as of this very second, he is in, but not in the best place, if you know what I mean, in terms of strength of entry. Just made that phrase up. Strength of entry. It could get stronger. I think that's why he's calling. Let's go to Edmonton. No, check that. Shredmonton. Tyler in Edmonton. Tyler, what's up?
Romy, I think Drizzle sounds like he should leave that concrete jungle and come bow hunt some moose with me, man. Anyway, it's nice to hear from Dan in Denver, Romy. You know, I heard him call about my impeccable hairline the other week. And I was really perplexed, dude. Like, I don't know. What would you say if Ritt tried body shaming you when you're keeping it tight and that guy is basically being held together by scotch tape and Kit Kat bars, man? Like, it's pretty much what I'm dealing with here. Now, Romeo, I was happy to hear we have DA back in the smack off. There's really nothing like a professional radio host that has absolutely zero clue on how to run a clock. Yo, DA, if you're going to come in overdosed on Matt in L.A. script Viagra again, maybe let your executive producer tag along so he can hold your hand and keep you in check. That way, we don't have to put Rome in the awkward position of wanting to run you. Now, Romy, I caught that player profile for Leff, and I found it kind of ironic. He went after Deshaun Watson the other day after he basically dressed up as one of Deshaun Watson's massage therapists for last year's smack-off. Completely disgusting and unnecessary, Leff. It was so disgusting, Hefty Lefty, that between those love handles and tramp stamp, I couldn't tell if I was looking at a picture of the Laguna Beach belly or silk bra. You know, it's funny, Rome, every year Lef goes to his little gimmick tickle trunk on Smack-Off Day, but judging by the color and size of that outfit, I'm pretty sure he got those threads from Ms. Nika's closet. It's really kind of sad when you think about it, dude, because it was only a few short years ago we had a young svelte Lef in that chopper with the entire world in front of him, and now... Well, now he's a couple Popeye's chicken sandwiches away from looking like E. Kachuk watching his son play hockey. It's really no wonder he still uses that chopper pick as his Twitter profile, dude. Now, Romy, if you need me and my tan smack mullet on Friday, let me know and I'll be there. I understand you'd probably rather not hear a bunch of smack about dead people, so I promise I'll do my best not to bring up Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon!
Tyler in Shredmonton, bidding to solidify his spot. Give me an A or give me an F. That's a C-minus right there. You may want to tune in tomorrow, bro, to see if you're still in the event. As of this very second, because of your history, because of where you live, because of my personal bias when I have none on anything else, like, I want Canadian representation. I want female representation. I want inclusion, diversity. I want something different. So Tyler is just barely hanging on, man. Barely. He's still in it, but barely. 1-800-636-8686. All right, there is another tradition. There is a post-smack-off show. And George, the pool doc, is one of the hosts of the post-smack-off show where they have a post-show where they break it down. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? Who you liked? Who you hated? What did it sound like? These guys do a great job with it. This is the only time that George ever comes around the jungle. to remind us of the post show. So for those of you who, oh, sorry about that, George. Somebody more important called. No offense, bro. I'll get you in. But you know that show that you host? It's talking about people like this. So this guy jumps ahead of you. Let's go to Wisco. He's in the field already. He doesn't have to do anything to get in the field. He's already in the field with a very good chance of getting on the air. But always good to get the RSVP. We go to Benny in Wisco. Benny, what's up?
Hey, sorry, George. And I like, Jim, how you said come different after Tyler called and talked about his tan skin and hockey. And Drizzle. You mentioned a lot of things that you had buried. You should bury that sassy attitude as well, buddy. And I just want to make one thing crystal clear, Jim. I'm not calling in right now because Dan in Denver wanted me to. People who submit to Dan in Denver's demands don't exist. But Dan was right. I was on the Woodscopes the other night, and I had to face one of the most hard-hitting questions that anyone has ever asked anyone when 12 Wood said, hey, Benny, what do you think of Paul's dog? And I wasn't quite sure how to answer at the time because I'm not familiar at all with Paul's dog's catalog, but I think I got it figured out. I feel the same way about Paul's dog's calls as I do about Dan's calls. You guys remember when COVID first hit hard and everything closed down and everyone was staying home every day and night and drinking like Steve Elk and streaming TV until there wasn't anything you hadn't seen already on every platform? Paul's dog is like when Netflix or Prime or HBO Max would hype up and release a brand new movie. You immediately paid attention to it because it was something new, but halfway through you fell asleep, and by the end of it you realized it was just a boring pile of canine crap with no real rhyme or reason. That's kind of how I feel about Paul's dog. But that's not why I'm calling today, Jim, believe it or not. I'm not calling about Dan in Denver or Paul's dog balls. I'm calling to let you know that unlike Alvy showing up to his place of employment, I will be there Friday. I will have more lines than Ira Craig at a toilet seat convention. And I will drop the Wisco hammer on all these silly boys and girls. Before I get out, Jim, a quick ATP. Is Brad and Corona a smack-off caller, or is Brad and Corona what Jeffrey Dahmer ate and drank for dinner last night? I'll talk to you Friday. Thanks, dude.
You will too, bro. You will too. Dahmer's dead, so I don't think he had any dinner last night. I don't know if they serve dinner where he is now. All right, but Benny, I already said he's in before that call. So he just was following jungle protocol and etiquette by RSVPing, so we know he'll be there. So if he's there, he's getting on the air for sure. It's Benny and Wisco. He's a guy who could win the whole thing. If I think you can win the whole thing, you're getting on the air. Drizzle, my guy. He didn't seem to be afraid. That's why he said, hey, Rome, how come nobody's saying my name? Because they don't want this. And he said, drizzle, 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 drizzle. I think he said it 5 times, dude. But that's between you and him, between you and the world. Drizzle is still holding on to his ticket. Benny is already in and just RSVP'd, which is good. And now I go back to the pool doc. The pool doc lays low behind the scenes and is one of the hosts of the post-Smackoff show. So I'm glad that he's checking in. I want to see what the plans are for this year. And for those who do not know about that show, where they go to hear that show. George, what's going on?
What's going on, Ben Smack? How you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm great. I'm great. It's good to hear your voice. All right, so for those who do not know, explain first what the show is and where you can find it, and then bring me up to date. What's going on?
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Hey, yeah, post-Smackoff show, bro. We go at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Texas time. Hey, bro, I'm proud and humbled to announce that this is our 15th, brother. 15th in a row.
Love it.
Man, I pitched this to Steve right before SmackDown 14. I said, hey, dude, if you get me on the air, I'll take it from there. And bro, I just want to talk to everybody. It's kind of morphed. It's freaking me out, bro, because it's kind of morphed into, we got a lot of participants and all the legends are in here, but I'm still after the clones, bro. I'm just old school. I'm after this one real quick. Drizzle's scaring me. That'd be scary, bro. Man, You know, I don't know what we're going to do with him, man. I'd love for him to call us too. But anyway, Rome, I'm just thankful. And like I said, I'm honored that, you know, you're letting me do this. And we're going to be there, Clones. We're going 3 hours. And I want to hear from everybody, man. Just give us a call. Let us know what you thought of the show. Let us know what you think about the host. Rome, if you ever get a chance, boy, I'd love a crack at you, man. But anyway, this timing here is very precious, Rome. I just want to say thank you so much. War of the Jungle, War of the Host, and War of Stuck to the Radio, bro. I'm out.
Thanks. You got it. George, the Bulldog. All right, so first of all, dude, I want to say to you, thank you very much. I appreciate that you guys do that show. He says it's going to be the 15th year they've done that. So what they do, obviously, we do the smack off, and then I bust out. Sometimes we do the smack off, and I really bust out. Like, I go right to vacation. That's not the case. I'm going to be in next week for a few days after the smack off. So that in and of itself is a little atypical. But what they do is they break down the show immediately after the show. So you want to make sure you find that. That's the Pool Doc, George, from San Antonio. And like he said, we just need more clones. We get the legends, we get the players, we want to get as many people as we can talking about what they just heard, what they liked, what they didn't like. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? And I fully support their effort. I appreciate you, dude. All you dudes for doing that show. So that's what he's talking about. Stucknut Radio, right? 1-800-636-8686. 15 years. What's more remarkable? That we're coming up on Smackoff 28, or we're coming up on the post-Smackoff show 15. Going way back. All right, so you have your telephone number. Let me check some reaction quickly. Haunted Horse. Jim, sounds like Tyler today is a bye-byler tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see. At Drunk Bowler 857 tweets, war freaking Drizzle. Jamie in Green Bay, Drizzle just came into the jungle like a flash flood. Wells in the 360, Jim, let Fizzle know that wolves don't care what sheep think. Damien in Tucson tweets, Drizzle's odds just shot up to plus 500 on Stucknut. Dude has straight fire. All right. And then on top of that, don't lose track of Dan in Denver is in. All right. When we come back, what I want to do is shout out to the OGs five time. So let me get out right now. Show is sponsored in part by Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of AG1 by Athletic Greens, you are consuming 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. I take AG1 every single day. In fact, I start every single morning with AG1. It's part of my daily routine. I love the fact that I no longer need a bunch of different vitamins to tote around. I love the fact that it gives me all of this for less than $3 a day. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. There are no GMOs. There are no nasty chemicals. And AG1 is approved by many pro athletes and trusted health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. Athletic Greens is also a climate neutral certified company. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and then 5 free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Rome. Once again, athleticgreens.com/Rome and try your AG1 today.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Smackoff is sponsored by Famous-Smoke.com, American-owned, family-owned, and delivering your favorite premium cigars at the lowest prices for over 80 years. Famous Smoke Shop, they are sponsoring the Smackoff. Smackoff is Friday. All right, so we are running out of time, and I may not get to another player profile beyond this one, so I want to make sure that I get this in. In fact, I may have saved the best for last. Well, according to the guy, I saved the best for last because, according to Vic and NoCal is, quote, the single most influential clone in the jungle in the last 20 years, end of quote. Like, is that true? It doesn't even matter if it's true because Vic absolutely believes that it is so. And he brings that confidence and that swagger and that edge to his calls. Vic has been a main event mainstay ever since he first broke in back in 08. He was the champ at SmackOff 16. He's hit the podium four times. He's got seven top fives. And he busted the hell out of a...
Stick the bucket over your head and put the car in neutral, all right, buddy? And stop acting like you're some kind of hard-ass, Rick. Dude, you're like 5'4". I could super glue you to the front of my car and turn you into a hood ornament. And I would, except your big-ass nose would block my view of the road. Holy crap, Rick. I bet you can smell the future with that thing, man. I mean, with that schnoz, I'm not sure if I should call you Rick in Buffalo or Beaks in Buffalo City. Rome, you know Rick in Buffalo's nose operates on Tom Coughlin time. It always arrives at meetings 10 minutes earlier than he does.
So that was a big bounce back for Broadway Victor and reinforced the point that he is a threat. He's still dangerous, and he is still very much a threat. And Vic loves to set things on fire. And by things, I mean other clones and smack off rivals. Essentially, that is his calling card. Devastating, targeted takedowns. But he can pull off an impersonation as well, as Matt and LA found out all too well in this legendary call from a couple of years back.
Ladies, mujeres, if you're mesmerized by the menagerie of man candy and the mud in L.A. montage, then holla at your boy. You know where to find me. Down on my knees, neck deep in some toilet I'm having unclogged because some Delta Bravo frat boy jammed a big old turd in the pipes. Romy, since the days when you would call the man Ray Knight, Ray Lopez, because his wife Nancy was better at her job than he was at his, your boy Mud in L.A. has had your back, pimp. But that's not why I called. Victoria in NoCal. Victor in NoCal. In NoCal. And I call him that because nothing but crap comes out of his pie hole. And trust me, if there's one thing I know, it's crap. I clean it up all day long. Plus, I'm a Raiders fan. You got that, you supercalifragilistic, supercilious scoundrel. Aloha means a hola, as in... I got a whole lot of toilets to clean up.
I'm telling you. Vic. Jeff in Southfield is like the master of clone impressions. And his John in New York is his magnum opus. But the Matt in LA impression that you just heard from Vic gives Jeff's John in New York a legitimate run for his money. I mean, that Matt in LA impression was so freaking good that a lot of people missed it because a lot of people immediately turned off their radios as soon as they thought they heard Matt's voice, like they always do. Except that wasn't Matt's voice. That was Broadway Vic providing an all-time jungle moment. Like, when you're that dirty, that nasty, that vicious, that cutthroat, you're going to make enemies. And nobody in the jungle has more enemies, or maybe is more flat-out hated, than Vic. And Vic, by the way, would never have it any other way.
Vic and NyQuil. Dude has the personality of a dial tone on Percocet. Now you're like the Dallas Cowboys. There's no doubt you have the talent, but you always turn out to be just average. You won a title years ago, but nobody is buying the tradition crap anymore.
Vic's like the old family dog who you finally got to put down. You feel terrible about it, but when all he's doing is running into walls and peeing on the carpet... there's no other choice.
Is there anything worse than Vic and NoCal calling every day this week?
Rome, I know Vic isn't calling somebody else horny. The only difference between Vic and Jim McElwain is access to a shark.
Vic, you're the Ian Poulter of the Smack-Off every year, buddy. You're always in the lead after Thursday, but once the weekend hits, your score takes a sailor dive into a pile of rocks.
Vic, you are a worthless,
word gypsy.
Vic, without Jim Rome, there is no Vic in NoCal, okay? You exist because Rome allows you to exist. Where are you going to go if Rome kicks you off the program, Vic? You think that crappy Dan Patrick show is going to take your calls?
See? People hate Vic. People who matter hate Vic. Feel free to hate Vic. Everybody does. But just know the dude loves it. And I'm here for it. I like it too because Vic is the heel that this jungle needs.
Hey, what's up, Rome? You're welcome for the Vine. I'm not saying Caleb isn't skilled with the ladies, but if he were a Star Wars character, his name would be Han Solo. Shawnee is really fat, Rome. I'm pretty sure he's been doing some of that intermittent eating. That's where you do nothing but eat for 16 straight hours, and then you take a nap. Wake up 8 hours later, and you do it all over again. Little Alvy's an animal. Dude, that guy gets more ass than Kelly Clarkson's Lazy Boy. Brad, there's no need for you to constantly be kissing Rome's ass the way you do, my man.
Romy, God bless you for taking my call, Romy. I'm sorry I haven't called you, buddy. You know I love you.
I excel in the boardroom. I excel in the weight room. I excel in the bedroom. These hacks are like a bunch of maggots. They eat up all the bad takes, the lame jokes. They gobble it all up, man. Well done, maggots. Well done. I invented the RSVP call. I invented clones interacting on social media. I'm the single most influential force in the jungle in the past 20 years. Everywhere you look in the jungle, you see my influence. Brad spends more time talking about cranks than a 1920s mechanic.
Cabo Nation, I take all those smack-off titles of yours and slap a big fat asterisk on them, all right, bro? Because those were all before my era. Shawnee the Asterisk in Houston.
Yo, Romy, what's cracking, kid? I'm doing outstanding.
Mark, you're a nerd, all right? You make Steve Urkel look like Suge Knight.
Clones, I got the touch, I got the power, and that's what makes me a winner. I'm a star, man. I'm a big, bright, shining star.
This dude is great. Vic and NoCal. Stucknuts got him at 5-1 at last check, or the last I checked. He has already got one strap. He is looking to rip a second one. He hit the board last year. If he brings his A game Friday, he absolutely has enough to win this thing again. He's already won once. So, Victor, bring that A game. Everybody else, brace for impact. Because if he wakes up feeling dangerous and he's on his game, he's got a chance to not only win it, but he can do some real damage. Real damage. This guy writes, Rome, I used to hate Vic, but that MFR has won me over these past few years. Chad from Orlando. All right, there is another player profile. Vic in NoCal. He is one of the few. He's got a ring. He's got that strap. All right, when we come back, there may be a window. You might get through. I am scheduled to speak with Eddie Olczyk in about 10 minutes. But there may be time either in front or on the back end of that if you want to take your shot. So go ahead and do it. 1-800-636-8686. Here's a So Smack-Off Week is rolling fast. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. As promised, though, we are joined right now by a good friend of the program, an NHL analyst for TNT. He did play 16 years in the NHL. He did win a Stanley Cup with the New York Rangers. He is a member of the 1984 Olympic team and the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, recipient as well of the Ace Bailey Award of Courage. He is the author of Eddie Olczyk, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life. He joins us once again. Edzo, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, what's up, pal? Nice to be with you, Jim. Hope you and your family are doing well. Always great to chat with you.
Eddie, I appreciate you. The family's great. I hope yours is, too, and it's good to have you back. So let me ask you, what were you thinking about the Stanley Cup Final, Eddie, after Colorado beat Tampa Bay 7-0 in Game 2? And then how different does the series feel after last night?
Well, I think the first thing that I thought of was that Tampa has to realize that you got to fight fire with fire, and you got to play an open up type of game, Jim. I don't think that you can sit back and try to defend, so to speak, and try to win a game 2-1 or 3-2 against the Colorado Avalanche. I think they're too quick, they're too deep, they're too skilled, and you got to fight fire like fire. And I go back to the playoffs in the National Football League last year when the Bills and the Chiefs got it on. you're not going to sit there and try to, you know, play a, you know, a run, punt type of game. You got to, you know, you got to pass and you got to put points on the board. And I think that that's how you have to attack the Colorado Avalanche, just like the Tampa Bay Lightning played last night. Press up your defense, create offensive opportunities, force them to defend. And when you're forcing them to defend, they don't have the puck as much. And I think they certainly did that. When the Lightning had success, Jim, early in these playoffs, or during these playoffs, I guess I should say, is that they were able to shut teams down, and teams didn't have that ability to really push the pace. And that played right into the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning. You are not going to win 2-1, 3-2 type of games against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Colorado isn't built that way. That's why they were up 2-0. But for Tampa, they got to realize, we're not going to be able to win games 2-1 in the Stanley Cup Final. We're going to have to find a way to score 4 and 5 and 6 goals. And last night they were able to do that.
Eddie Olczyk joining us, breaking it all down. I like that response. Let me ask you about the other side. Eddie, what about the Avalanche? They had that 7-game winning streak going into last night. The last time they lost in regulation was May 19th. I mean, you've laid this out. They are deep. They are skilled. They are fast. They're aggressive. So they've gone more than a month, though, without a loss in regulation. How do you think they respond to last night's loss?
Well, I think they'll respond the way that I would expect them to. And, you know, maybe they were reading their press clippings, Jim. Maybe they thought that it was going to be a little bit easier than, you know, than it looked in those first two games. Obviously, game one went in overtime. And then, you know, game two, I don't know if it was the thin air for Tampa or what. Being in Denver, they're mile high and just, you know, having a tough game. But look, you lose 1-0, you lose 7-0, doesn't matter. But I think for Colorado, I think that you will see, I would be shocked if we don't see their best game. And if they come with their best game, they're going to go back home up 3-1. Now, the biggest question is the goaltending. Do you go back to Darcy Kemper? Do you go with Pavel Francouz? I know what I would do. I would go back to Darcy Kemper. But that bungee cord would be super tight, Jim. It would be very snug. If he gives up a soft one or whatever, I would have the hook and I would put Francouz in there. He's played very well in these playoffs, but I would go with Kemper. But I expect Colorado will have a big push, and I would expect a few more pucks to hit the back of the net tomorrow night as well.
Eddie Olczyk joining us. I was going to ask you about the goaltender situation there, but you got me. You got there first. Eddie, what about Tampa Bay's Andrei Vasilevskiy? He looked more like the guy that everybody expects to see this time of year. You've called his games countless times during this playoff run. What is it that makes him so unique and different?
Well, he's just such a mountain of a man, Jim. He just is so athletic. When you look at the net and you're, you know, shooting the puck, you don't see anything, you know, except just this guy that looks like he's about 6'12" and about 300 pounds. Like he plays so big. He plays to his size. He's so quick. JT Compher is a very good player in the National Hockey League, plays for the Colorado Avalanche. Last night, he must have seen Vasilevskiy in his sleep last night after the game because he had three unbelievable opportunities. I call them A-plus chances. Those were A-plus-plus chances, and somehow Vasilevskiy was able to stick out that long right leg, Jim, and deny, really, it seemed like empty nets on JT Compher. Compher could have had, I want to say three goals without even batting an eyelash. So, you know, maybe he's a guy you look to tomorrow night. Maybe it lights the lamp with the chances that he had last night. But Vasilevskiy is certainly a different animal. He's a different breed. He's able to bounce back after tough performances. And look, I know what the score ended up last night in 6-2, but I talk about the chances for Compher. That game could have easily been 7-5-2, Jim. Like, both teams got their chances, and for Tampa, fortunately for them, Vasilevskiy was able to make those timely saves and gave his team an opportunity to breathe a little bit and get up 3 or 4 and eventually win that game going away.
Eddie Olczyk breaking it all down for us. So, Edzo, as somebody who played 16 years in the NHL and has covered the sport for a long, long time, you have seen a ton of hockey. You have seen some of the best of the best. I'm curious, what do you think when you watch Cale Makar doing what he does at 23?
I think it's not fair. It just is like, for a guy that was very, honored and privileged and humbled to have played in the league as long as I did, Jim, and be a part of it now as a coach and a broadcaster, I'm super envious and jealous that I couldn't skate, maybe 10% of what he can skate. Like, that's the honest to God truth. Like, I just, like, I don't know how this guy is able to do it, but when you watch him play and see him be able to use his edges and his edge work and his ability to get separation, to make plays offensively, to just be a threat every single time on the ice. I know the comparisons are out there, and I remember Bobby Orr vaguely. But when you talk about being able to dominate the game from the back end, I don't think we've seen a guy like this in the National Hockey League. And look, I'm going back to the late 70s. That's saying something. Like, this guy is an absolute stud. If Colorado wins the Stanley Cup, I would be shocked if he isn't the Conn Smythe Trophy for the MVP. But he is the difference maker. I think he gets faster when he gets the puck on his stick. More guys, it becomes an anchor, Jim, where you slow down when the puck is on your stick. So you got the dual threat, right? You got Nathan MacKinnon up front, and then you got Cale Makar on the back end. You better have your head on a swivel, but this guy is a super special talent, a really special young man, and somebody that the National Hockey League is going to lean on here for the next, hopefully, 15, 20 years, because this guy is going to break a few records. There's no doubt about it.
That is incredible praise. Eddie Olchek joining me for a few more moments. And so Nikita Kucherov left in the third period last night after getting hit in the back. John Cooper said today he does expect him to go in game four. How big of a story in your mind is his health going forward?
Well, he's a key. I mean, guys, what, had 25, or he's had three straight years at 25-plus points in the playoffs, and there's only, I think, three or four other guys in the history of the league that have been able to do that. I mean, look, Nikita Kucherov is one of the premier players in the entire National Hockey League. And look, he fought through in the Toronto series. He was not feeling well. He was under the weather, and he was able to fight it off and be an important part to win that series in seven games. It is a huge story. And look, he looked like he was laboring after taking that cross check from Devon Taves and fell awkwardly, and then he took that shot on that power play, and he just did not look comfortable. But look, you don't have to play today. You get a full day off. You know, he doesn't have to skate tomorrow morning for the pregame skate around. He just needs to be ready for tomorrow night. And look, at a 50% of Nikita Kucherov in the Stanley Cup final is probably as good as 95% of the players that play healthy. Look, there's nobody healthy at this time of year, but Jimmy, you know what I mean. Like, that, just having him out there, he can make a difference, even though he's only 50%. But let's see where he is tomorrow. But that is a huge story to keep an eye on. Look, if for some reason he can't play, Tampa Bay is really, really up against it.
Eddie Olchek joining us. I agree with everything you just said, Ed. So bottom line, and you've done a really great job of breaking down the series to this point, what kind of a game are you expecting to see tomorrow night?
I think it's going to stay the same course, Jim. I think there are going to be a lot of pucks that end up in the back of the net. I think you're going to see both teams wanting to push the pace. And when you both teams play that way of pressing up and I would say taking chances, but, you know, living and erring on the side of being aggressive, you're going to get odd man situations. You're going to get opportunities to put the puck in the back of the net. So, I think it's been very compelling. I know game two, you know, obviously Colorado dominated that game, but I think a lot of what we saw last night will continue in game four, and I expect Colorado to be better. And when they're better, they're going to be able to put three or four goals into the back of the net. So I think it's another high-scoring game, and maybe it is. Last one to have the rock on their stick ends up winning the game, because it certainly seems like it's trending in that direction from the seat that I'm sitting in.
Appreciate that. Ed, so really quickly, one thought. I got to get your thoughts on this. So one of our mayors, horse racing, our mayor Gidgetta is at Woodbine. She's been there about a year now. And we bought into a colt that's also Ontario bred. I've never been to Woodbine. Have you gone there, Ed? And what's that track like?
I was there pre-New Woodbine. I was back there in the day when I was playing for the Maple Leafs in the late 80s, Jim. But now, I mean, you talk about as premier as a race course there is, not only in North America, but in the world. Like, this place is, it stands on its own. So, look, you get a chance to go north of the border. I know you got a lot of friends of the jungle up there in the Toronto and Ontario area. But if you get a chance there to go to the races, It'll take your breath away. I think it's that beautiful of a race.
Yeah, I'm so glad I asked you that, Ed, because I've heard really, really good things about Woodbine. I've never been there before, and now I've got even more of a reason to go. He is an NHL analyst for TNT. He played 16 years in the NHL. He has a Stanley Cup. He's a former NHL head coach. He's got a book. It's called Eddie Olczyk, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life. And if you have not read that book yet, you absolutely want to go and find it. It is a great, great inspirational read. Edzo, you are the absolute best. Great to have you on. I appreciate your hits with us every time you come on, and thanks so much for doing that, Ed.
Anytime, pal. Thanks for having me.
You're the best, Edzo. Sincerely. And I will say it once again, I've never seen somebody dominate two sports like Eddie does. Eddie is so well thought of in horse racing as well. I mean, like, I would argue as good a handicapper as there is in the country. As good a handicapper as there is in the world. Not like he has this side hustle or this side hobby. Like, he is a genius thoroughbred handicapper. Hey, Toronto, Woodbine getting some love right there. A lot of love. So when I mentioned the mayor, Gigetta, lives there right now, lives, works, trains, and runs in Woodbine. Trainer Josie Carroll has her. And we did. The group bought into a cult. Violence, a violence cult. That's the name of the sire. You don't need to get crazy about that. That's just the name of the sire. And I've got a piece of that, and that's Ontario bred as well. That's a two-year-old colt. And we have a piece of that. Jamie Roth, my partner, is the majority owner of that horse. But that two-year-old is also a Woodbine. He has not run yet. So we've got some Canadian thoroughbred interests. My thanks to Edzo. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Another big show, another good day, smack off week. My thanks to Eddie Olczyk, Tyler Conklin, Eric Armstead. And tomorrow is Golden Ticket D-Day. Someone will lose their ticket tomorrow. In fact, more than one person, I'm sure. Make sure you check it out. My thanks to the XR4TI. Good job, crew. Good job, team. Y'all have an amazing day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. We're out.